story, but it's too long. Let's finish our story first, then we'll come back to the story.
You mean that if you're walking in the street, you can push it out of your pocket?
Yeah. While you are walking without stopping.
Once you stop.
Should you have stopped, then you can take it out of your pocket and put it on the floor, but the crime has been committed already. Well, the minute you stop walking, you have made a hanacha. You have stopped, you have deposited this item. Even though you didn't touch it at all, in your pocket you stopped walking that made a halacha. So therefore, under no condition should you stop. The biggest mistake is a person says, ooh, I have something in my pocket, and he stops. That stopping is the same as a person putting on a life accident and saying, ooh, I put it on, he puts it off right away. I should have heard it.
So the question is, what do you do? A person, what does he do? Once he stops, Danny, that's it.
Yeah, but you say you stop.
Once he stops, the thing is done. And now he can't start walking again with it because then he break another one off. He's got to drop out of his pocket when he stopped. He did the wrong thing, eventually.
No, how about if the person is going to shul?
He feels it.
See what he just said?
That's a funny story.
No, but you feel it. And there's a red light, and you're stopping for the red light, and you feel
you're stuck there. You're walking
in front of the light, you get hit by the car.
I'd rather die than walk on a side up and die.
Walk in a circle.
I once told you a story, you forget it. I was about 4 or 5 years old at the time. It was Friday night. Veronica, I recall the story exactly. I recall it with picture the street as we were walking. Walking our father showed. And as he walked, he suddenly felt his pocket and his watch was there. Now, this was the watch he got in Europe, a gold watch. And everything he had in the world was in that gold watch. In other words, it's the only money he had to his name. And he just looked at it. Ooh, I remember seeing the gold watch. I thought to myself, Shabbat, the gold watch, chalas. How do you give up everything you own? He didn't think for a second. He kept walking a few steps and held it to the gutter and just dropped it to the gutter. Now, there were a lot of things he could have done. But the thing was, this showed that you're not your way.